Hello, and welcome to the Encourager Podcast, where we have encouraging conversations to help you joyfully harmonize your home and work life. I'm your host, Rebecca Scott. I'm a wife, mother, designer, coach, and author. I'm here to help encourage and empower you to confidently make decisions that work for you and your stage of life, whatever that might be. Are you ready to take your life to the next, more organized level? Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and overstressed over all the roles you have? The Encourager Academy can help you take back the joy in these roles and help you harmonize both home and work life. The Encourager Academy online courses and coaching programs are designed to help you overcome your biggest obstacles in getting it all done by helping you navigate five systems: me, food, family, work, and home. Whether you're looking to improve your food system, grow your career, or strengthen your relationships with your family, we have the tools and resources you need to succeed within our academy. I will guide you through each system with guided worksheets, lifetime access to rewatch the videos, and the encouragement you need to fulfill your roles. And with our flexible online platform, you can learn at your own pace on your own schedule. Here are just a few of the benefits of joining the Encourager Academy: lifetime access to rewatch the videos and the guided worksheets, proven strategies and techniques for overcoming overwhelm and general fatigue with all your roles, practical tools and resources for improving all your systems, no matter how much or how complicated, and flexibility to learn and grow on your own schedule from anywhere. So why wait? Join the Encourager Academy today and start harmonizing both work and home life. Use the code WEGOTTHIS to get $50 off. Visit our website at theencourageracademy.com to learn more and enroll. Hello, Encouragers. On today's podcast, I have our frequent friend and guest, Tiffany Hagen. And we're going to get on to talk to you guys about like what we really feel passionate about telling you, because we've both been there multiple times. And we've had some great success with different things that we've done. And we've also had some failures and some self-reflection where we're like, we should probably share this. So Tiffany and I are both wives, we're both mothers, we're both coaches, and we run several different brands. And so throughout the years of getting to know one another and exchanging ideas, like, wait, what are you doing? Well, what are you doing? What are you reading? What are you reading? What are you implementing? We learned some things where we're like, ooh, avoid that. And we think it's really important that we share them with you. So welcome to the podcast, Tiffany.
Thank you. It's always fun to be here.
Yes. It's kind of an interesting approach to tell people what not to do, but I feel personally like it's just really important to blow the smoke off of things. And do you think like this is an age thing where I just start to really like get to the point quickly, which I think is an age thing, and I don't want to be that old woman when I'm older, but I'm like, I don't believe you. When they like launch a program. And so I've learned to ask more detailed questions. So in particular, we're actually going to talk about some of maybe the digital courses that you're thinking about doing, some of the programs. Maybe it's a new service you want to offer for your business, even for some home, even for some self-improvement stuff. Like maybe it's a new workout program, a new food program. We think that these questions that we're going to mention to you guys to think about, or these points, if you will be important when you're considering taking anything on. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us right away, when Tiffany and I were talking in the pre-interview chat, I was like, yeah, that's the first one we have to start with, is how do we need to be realistic, Tiffany, right away? Like, describe to us what you're saying, like what happens in December and what we need to be realistic about.
Yeah. Oh gosh. You know, there's so much hope and like energy, and you're just, it's kind of like you're waiting for December to be over so that you can begin January, because there's some magical power. January 1st has this magical power that's, you know, you're going to just take the world on fire and you're going to do all of these things. And then like mid-January hits and wah, wah, you know, it doesn't, it's, there's this unrealistic hope of, I'm going to do all of the things. And that's kind of the time when everybody starts to put their coaching courses out, and you get all fired up and you have all these great ideas in your mind of all of these things that you want to do over the next year. And yeah.
That is fantastic. I love that feeling. And I have a feeling most of the listeners tuned in here are that too. Like, we're overachieving. I've never actually like looked more forward to January than any other year, just based on the things that I learned this year. I'm like, okay, January, here we come. I got a new approach. But also permission to do it a little bit earlier than January. You know, I'm big on booking a retreat to review how did the year before go and to think about your new year, but also start thinking about it in the month of December. And I always relate it back to my systems, of course. Which one of them is the most broke? And which one do you like, whoa, when I reflect back, that is the system that caused me the most stress or the most overwhelm or the most disappointment, if you can be honest with yourself. And so that's where I think to think about these programs that you're taking on, which system is the most broken, how much will it aid you, but to be realistic also about your stage of life.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And look forward to what you have coming in the year, because if you think about it, if you have let's say a high school senior, the first half of the year is pretty much the same, right, as the year before, but there's some big changes that begin to happen. And there's some big shifts that have to happen in your mind and in your day and in your family. And so look forward to what's coming in your year also.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So important. I am in absolute denial about my children growing older, and it burns me because I'm like, it's fine. And then I have 4 weeks to like mentally, emotionally, I'm a wreck because I refuse to look at like, this is coming, this change is coming. So I'm getting better. I do not have any more advice than I'm actually trying to get better at planning for those types of things. Okay. So when we are taking on a program, everyone, we wrote out a couple of points that we want you guys to consider. And when we're saying program, that might mean a plan, that might mean a digital course, that might mean an audiobook, that might mean a coaching. Think of it like that, just the things that are being, and chances are they're being pitched to you in your feeds. As you start to Google different things, you're getting all of these things pitched to you, okay? So one of the things that I think is really important to consider is the time. So sometimes they don't even tell you the amount of time. So ask, how long will this program, I'm going to call it a program because it's the easiest thing here. How many hours will I need to apply per week? And then look to see if you actually have that time. Now, we would both say there are seasons when you will need to hustle.
Oh, so absolutely.
You may not have the 10 hours, but let's say your business is like really, really suffering and you know that the sales course will help. Then maybe you need to figure out how to carve out that 10 hours. Okay. So that is a consideration, but consider the time both for the education, consuming the content, but then also what you are required to personally take on. Because what I have discovered with a couple of them is they'll tell you how long it'll take. Like we have 2 hour Zoom meetings during the week, but then you don't realize there's 8 hours of personal homework to try and complete it.
Right.
So ask how much time. Do you have anything else on like asking about the time?
No, I think it's to be realistic with yourself. You know, do you, once it hits like February 1st, March 1st, are you still going to be just as excited as you are January 1st? I mean, be realistic with yourself.
And that goes back to the why. Ask yourself like, wait a minute, why am I taking this program? Because if it is going to be a lot of time, mm-hmm. is it still valid? Is your why powerful enough of why you did it to back up on February 1st and March 1st, like you said, I still want to do this. Okay, but at 40 hours a week?
Right.
At 20 hours a week? Like, how strong is the why of why you want to do this? Then another one I thought about was cost. Mm-hmm. Like, consider the cost. And I love it when, okay, so I was a 4-H'er, as everyone knows. And I loved when I could break down when we had to do judging, like this can of cream of mushroom compared to the Campbell's version or whatever, you know, and then you had to like see how many ounces or see the water content and help me to judge things. You need to do the same thing when you're doing programs. Okay, so consider the cost if it's going to take you, let's say it's $1,000, and believe me, never ever do math while a microphone is live. So I'm not even going to pretend to do this, but you guys do the math, okay? Not if you're driving. If the program cost $1,000, figure out the amount of time that we went back to. Of like, what does that break down per hour that you're spending to consume this content? Okay, so that honestly also so that you know, I'm going to implement this because this is costing me $100 an hour to take this. Like I need to implement it. That's always like a good like self-check-in for me when I'm considering the cost, but then also consider the reward of the cost. if you take the course and it starts making a big difference and you can change the things as part of your business or part of your family, like we said, or self, will that cost, man, like be totally, totally worth it later?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and I think you have to look at, you know, that time element in there too. We all only have so much time in our day and we all have different things that we're pulled to do. And so if you're spending $1,000 on your course and you are putting in, you know, like we talked about before, 8 hours of homework a week, that's 8 hours that you don't have to put towards something that already might be making you that income. So kind of, you kind of have to look at things just because it's bright and shiny.
Yes. And you and say, everything is bright and shiny in January.
Absolutely. And you say, I've budgeted X amount to take in courses over the course of the year. And so $1,000 fits into my budget. So I think I'm going to take it. Make sure that you're weighing exactly how much time and how much money, you know, it, because if it's going to take away from something.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just thought of another thing, a point, Tiffany, that I think a lot of people relate to. Ask your most, I wouldn't say your most negative friend, ask your most realistic friend if you're going to take something on that costs money. Mine's my husband. Hey, I want to take this course. And then he's like, why? And then I have to tell him why. And then he's like, okay, well, how much? And then I have to tell him how much. And then I have to also back it up with like, okay, here's where I think I'm going to put the time into it. Here's how I'm going to implement it. And here's what it's going to do for our family and for my business or whatever. And he will blow the smoke off of any of that right away by asking this question. What are the deliverables?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, let me read from their thing here. I'll feel more confident. He's like, bull. It's like, what? He's like, you're already there. Or you will have a smoother marketing plan. And he's like, I need more bullet points. He's there. So everybody, I kind of like to think this. You guys have these friends out there that they'll blow the smoke off it really quick and be like, just tell me what the deliverables are. And that's the question right there to ask yourself is, after you've considered the time, you considered the cost, what are the deliverables? What are you going to walk away with? And can you explain it to your most critical or realistic friend and be like, oh, this is what I learned. This is a program. If someone would ask you like, hey, how do I fix this? You'd be like, oh, wait, this is what I did to fix that problem. Mm-hmm. Could you be able to do that?
Mm-hmm. And I really like that because you and I have both taken course and I think we've taken similar courses
yes.
of really on the fence about should I or shouldn't I? Well, first of all, we don't should on ourselves, but if you're really doing that gut check and you're just not sure, I think that's your answer. I mean, because if the deliverables aren't that clear, you know, to say like, this is what's going to happen. This is what you're going to get from it. This is what you're going to gain from it. Yeah. Shy away.
And by the way, you guys, Tiffany and I have spent hundreds on this with success and with failures. I mean, oh my gosh, you guys, I've spent things that just crashed and burned so bad. So that's why we are telling you guys, like, consider these things carefully and find that friend and consider it. And that's when Tiffany and I like, okay, here's why I would take it. Here's what my equal. Find the friend. So that leads us into the expert. So think very carefully about who is declaring themselves as an expert in whatever it is, the program that you're taking. Do they have a ton of background in this? What are their amount of years, which doesn't always equal amount of success because they may have went from 0 to 100 very fast. But I think when considering the expert, I always ask this question and the listeners know this is like, would I trade places with them?
Mm.
Because it helps me, like Tiff and I laugh about this frequently because there's a lot of men who leave a lot of incredible courses, but they're single men who can devote 200 hours a week to whatever it is they're doing. And you're like, I would not trade places with you for one. And for two, there's no way I can fit that into my my realm. This also doesn't mean you can't rule out a man or a single man for that matter. I just mean like, look at, again, like blowing some of the like, wait a minute, but how did they do this? Well, they can devote X amount of hours towards it because they aren't living the same similar lifestyle as I am. And so if they are at that level, I think we would all go, maybe this is not a fit. However, they are very well-paid salesmen.
Oh, yeah. And they have got it down. But But there's something even to be learned just from that. You know, I mean, even if you just listen to them, like you're scrolling through your feed or whatever, and you're listening to them, even if they have three different versions of the same sales pitch, they're going to deliver it in the same way. They're going to start to say the same things. And there's a reason for that. It's just because, man, it works.
Yeah. Oh, it totally works. And they have spent hours, glad, have huge teams that help them work out how to make sure this is a fit. So really consider, can you, in your family, in your unique setup, will this work for you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And it's not a bad idea to fact check the expert too.
Yeah.
Because they will say, I've published a book, and then you find out it's a 50-page ebook. That's right. Happened to me where I was like, what?
Yeah.
My gosh, how did I not do more? And I clearly did not have the Nick filter on that one, or he would have been like, no. Like check their background, check their success stories. That was another thing in here is like, check the results.
Yeah.
Of the program. What are some of the testimonies saying? What are some of the critical testimonies saying? Because even if it's a critical testimony, it doesn't mean it's a no, but it'll give you insight of like, they said I could complete it in 60 days, but it actually took me 120. Great feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could still do it, but you'll know like, okay, but in my stage, it might take me 120 days instead of the 60 days.
Right. That reality piece.
Yeah. And just make sure again that they also align with your values. Faith is very important to me. And as I know it is at Tiffany. So I'm always looking for that angle too. Like if this is just going to be a bunch of lofty things of mindset, but not involving who's in charge of my mindset, I'm out.
Right. Like, right.
We're not going to align. Like, I would not trade places with you. I would just not align very well with trying to implement the practices if it doesn't access my faith as well. Or knowing in advance, that part won't work for me, but the other parts might.
Right. Right. Yeah. Or if you're looking at how to do sales better, how to do, you know, social media, how to do all of that piece, the marketing piece, just to make sure that it ethically lines up with what you're, you know, because there are courses that they will deliver results. However, is it ethically going to align with where you're coming from?
Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely okay to sit with it. Part of the way that they make a lot of money too is here's the sign-up date, here's the sign-up date, here's the sign-up date. I would bet, and maybe you can back this up with how many of you've taken, almost 60% of the time, they extend it by one day.
Oh, yeah. Or the other thing that they'll do is they will run the program for 3 months and then they'll open it back up. And then they'll run it for 3 months and then they'll open it back up.
I think it's important to mention here too in this moment. It's like, you guys remember that God will not let you miss the things.
Right.
That you have told him as a desire in your heart. And you might be disappointed in the moment, like Tiffany said, like you missed the deadline. But maybe they'll open it up in 3 months and that was better timing because you couldn't see it for yourself.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You're never behind. You're always right where you're supposed to be. And he's going to put you where you need to be. And if you miss the deadline, there's a reason why.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Another one is implementation. And I'm really big on this. And I don't know if this is an upbringing or a Midwest thing or like my need for speed, but I want to be able to implement the things that I'm learning immediately. So they need to have some sort of that sticky factor where believe me, we do this, both Tiffany and I do this. Some of it is mindset stuff. So you need to reflect on it. But if they do not give you the homework that says, you need to reserve 45 minutes this week to think about this. What are the things that you're telling yourself that are not true? Okay, but that is an immediate action that I can take because they spelled out for me how to absorb the information that they're giving me, right? It had an immediacy thing to it and a homework assigned to it. If they are not being very clear with how to implement the ideas that they have, that would be a big red flag.
Yes.
So again, that's that deliverable question, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Totally. And the thing that I am, and I know this, I'm a geeky lifelong learner. So like, I like to learn all the things, you know, like I'm a detail person. I like to absorb all the things, learn all the things, even things that have nothing to do with that, what I do for a living, right? I just like to know all the things. But sometimes that deliverable is delivered in a chunk of a workbook, or it's a lot of information. It's a lot. And so that's a, okay, I know what I need to do. However, it's going to take me X amount of time, you know, it's, and they'll say like, oh, well, this is what you need to do. Well, I understand that, but it's a 40-page workbook and I'm supposed to accomplish it this week. You know what I mean? It's not 45 minutes of thinking. It's like, this is going to be my whole weekend. Yes.
Yes. And by the way, you have to download this app and this program and use this platform.
Yes.
And then somehow, and you're just like, oh, we call this the fire hose, right? It's just like, it's so, oh my gosh, it's so much. So that goes back to like realizing, I always give the permission for 80% too. Could you do it at 80%? You don't have to fill out the whole workbook. And I know some people are cringing at the 80%, but guys, think about your life. Think about your life. It's okay. 20% can live up there. That within 80% is still excellent. Okay. And reflect on like, could I do the 40-page workbook? Could I do it at 20 pages? Or is this truly, truly, truly not the right timing?
Right. Right.
Hey, encouragers. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed by information overload? Do you crave clarity and purposeful progress? You know, less of a fire hose and more of a slow drip? Let me introduce you to the Clarity Blueprint membership community. It's a place where women just like you gather to transform their lives from chaos to clarity. We take purposeful steps each month so you can see results and not get overwhelmed. Imagine this, twice a month, you'll join a supportive group of like-minded women on a journey to make progress in smaller, more edible bites than another huge commitment of time or energy. Our sessions are designed to help you cut through the noise, set meaningful goals, and take actionable steps toward progress. Think of it like your podcast listening with additional support. You'll get access to our monthly calls, worksheets, videos, guest speakers, resources, and a fun community that's cheering you on every step of the way. Say goodbye to overwhelm and hello to purposeful progress immediately. We promise to keep it simple, yet impactful, and very affordable. Visit theencouragerpodcast.com, click on the tab Clarity Blueprint, and become a member today. You can join at any point, and we can't wait to see who's going to walk along this journey with us.
And the thing that also kind of irritates me with that is there's always those people in the group that come back to the next meeting and they're like, yes, I did the 40 pages and it was excellent and I'm ready for more. And you're thinking,
it was easy.
Yeah. And I read 3 pages. I didn't even take action, but I read the 3 pages out of the 40 pages.
I'm always like, that's a paid cousin. That's my immediate cynical. I'm like, they're being paid. That's their cousin. So unfair. So unfair. But they maybe not have children and they maybe like could do it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, cheer them on, you jerk. Like, way to go. Can you please tell me, can we be buddies? But then also that's another thing that we talked about too, is like, is there a community aspect to it? Like, are you able to reach out after you've consumed 6 hours of video? Are you able to reach out and say like, ooh, this part I'm a little unclear on, or this part I know for sure won't work. Do you have any suggestions for a workaround for my unique situation? The community part, I didn't used to think so, because Tiffany, you know, I am very self-motivated. Like, for example, I don't need to go to a gym to convince myself to do 250 burpees. I'm like, tell me to do it, I'll do it. That's like, and permission for whatever your version of motivation is. That's mine. So I like to take digital courses because I'm like, I could consume it on my own time. I block it in. I could do my little workbook. But then I always get stuck. And I'm like, wait a minute. I can't answer 1C. How do I do that? But I want to complete it. So then I call my friend Tiffany. I'm like, what'd you do for 1C? And you're like, I don't know.
I'm stuck too.
But and I think there's a contact us page. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you have to download the app Voxer. And then you can commit. And you're like, okay, I'll download that. And then they're like, oh, well, what coach? And it's a mess. And yes. Then you're stuck with like, I can't move past this until I upload this part. Sorry, I'm getting so anxious thinking about it.
I feel it too. And then the Voxer of, well, really, we only, you know, it has, your question and answer can only be under 2 minutes, because if it's over 2 minutes, we won't listen to you.
That's the other thing. Then there's a time limit. Yeah. It's the worst. So with that in mind, you guys, what is the platform that they are using? Like, will it be easy to communicate with them? I guess we should go back to this. Do they have a community that's easily accessible? And that will help answer your questions. Like, do they have a team? And that could only be two people. But I would not recommend it if it's one person, because you guys, if they brag about there's 50 people in the course, you're not going to get individual attention.
Right.
Or even a little group attention. Like, three of us are having this problem. It may not happen. And so check to see, is there a community with this program?
Right. Where the coaches are involved.
Yes.
Because, true. I mean, because sometimes, you know, that mob mentality of, you know, one person thinks this is the answer and then more people just jump on. And it's not at all what the coach had intended the direction to be.
Yeah, that's very true too. And sometimes, I guess I don't know if this is true because I haven't taken very many of them, but the larger the program is, the less access you have to the one coach.
Yeah.
It is a community-driven thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. And then another question is ask about that platform. You know, are you going to be able to technically do it? You know, can you figure out the app? Can you figure out the login and that sort of stuff? Does it flow? Because I would guess by facilitating our own programs too, Tiffany, 20% of the questions are technical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true. Yeah. Right now, I actually bought a course and it was just like a little like $60 course. It was just a little thing. And I'm trying to use it as an example for something else that I'm doing because I want to see how it flows, exactly what you're saying. And they send me the link to get in and it doesn't link. It tells me the page is forbidden. So then I'm reaching out to their help desk and they said, oh, well, we reset your password. Well, that's really great, except for I can't even get to where I log in. So there's a lot of back and forth. So now it's been almost 3 days where I'm trying to get them, and they're very responsive, but they're not understanding what I'm asking. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I just need to know where to log in because my link doesn't work.
Yes.
You know?
It's such a basic question.
Yes. Yes. And I think I'm pretty technology savvy, but however, I mean, you know, sometimes I get caught in that loop and I think, wait a minute, maybe I'm not really saying what I, so then I'm talking to my husband who is really tech savvy and he's like, no, you're saying the right thing. And he's looking at me like I'm crazy. Well, clearly there's a disconnect because what I'm asking for is not what they're giving me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, I get anxiety for you thinking about it when you're like, oh. The other question that I've learned to ask when we're talking about community is how many are in this?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is your typical, and if they don't know, they're like, well, we haven't closed it. You know, it's going to be great. We haven't closed it. I'm like, I need to know approximate. Because if I'm in a class on Zoom with 1,400 people and I can't figure out my login and you don't have a community portion of it and it's just going to be great because we just tune in together, I'm like, I don't know that that's going to work.
Yeah. You know what? I really liken that to like a university course where you go into your lecture hall and there's whatever, 400 people and you're trying to learn organic chemistry and good luck.
Ew.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's all kinds of ew with that. But like, just like sitting in a big lecture hall trying to learn anything.
Very true.
It's just not going to happen.
This feels like a lecture hall and less of a living room experience. Maybe strike a note between them because we don't want you in your PJs eating popcorn, but like strike a note between the lecture and the couch scene for a good program. Again, also guys, after you consider these things, you consider the time, the educational time, and then also the personal time you have to apply to it. You consider the cost. How much are you paying for this? What kind of communication will you have with the coaches? Is it going to be worth the cost? Can you explain this to your most critical friend about like, they'll blow the smoke off real fast. Can you explain what the deliverables will be? Can you find out who the expert is and are they truly an expert? Fact checked about like, what is their success that they've had? Also think through the advice that they give. Would you trade places with them? Does that align with where your values and what you want to do? How about the speed of implementation? Are you going to be able to implement this immediately or within a reasonable time because it is consumable? Ask questions about the results. What are their reviews? What are their bad reviews? What are their good reviews? It's the best if you can reach out to a previous student.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have learned to do. Like, before I bought the program, if I finally get like the sixth email from them in their funnels, that's like, okay, we're still thinking about this. Here's another $500 off or whatever. I say, can I have 2 to 3 phone numbers of people who are participating in your course? Then they sweat it a little bit. I don't always hear back. But sometimes I do, and they're like, yeah, actually, you can call this person, and then ask if it's their paid cousin first. And then be like, okay, I got some stuff from this. And then Tiffany, I would also just say, like, really, really consider the stage of life that you are in. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely. Like Tiffany said, if you've got a son or a daughter graduating the first half of January or whatever that scenario is, like, is this first 6 months good? Like, just think out 6 months. Is this really good? Is this the most broke part of my systems? Is this the most broke part of my business, of my home life? Will this solve these problems? Is it worth it in this stage of life? And then permission also to do it at 80%.
Oh, yeah.
Of the 40-page workbook, you know, do the 30 pages. Like, can you be really realistic about what parts of it you can implement?
Right.
Okay, guys, now that you've learned some things that to look for, because we would encourage further education in whatever it is you're pursuing, you guys. I truly believe that. I mean, whether it's just friend to friend where you're having coffee and you're building up your home life or you're building up your work life, we need people. That's why God made us. Like, we need people. So we do encourage us. This is just, we think, really good advice because we've been through it about what to consider. And that being said, that's why Tiffany and I started a program that we think strikes a note with all the things that we just mentioned. And it's funny because Tiffany takes away some of what she thinks is the strengths of the program. And I'm like, absolutely. And these are the strengths that I think of the program. And the program we're talking about is called Clarity Blueprint. And it's going from information overload to purposeful progress. And what we mean is that when we talked about that fire hose of everything being shot at us and our stage of life right now and what we can observe, it was like, I do want to make progress. I desperately want to make progress in different areas, but I can't do it by taking 20 hours extra a week or even 10 hours extra a week. And using three different platforms, blah, blah, blah. So we have created the Clarity Blueprint where we meet just twice a month for 2 hours. We have things that you can implement immediately. Sometimes it is a video to watch. Sometimes it's a podcast to listen to. It might be an ebook or it might be a worksheet. But we have promised each other that what we give to you will be something that you can implement immediately.
Yes.
So those are some of my favorite parts. Tiffany has her favorite parts for the Clarity Blueprint as well.
So my favorite part is, because I also get bored easily, I love that every month we have different topics. And Rebecca coaches on a home life type topic. I coach on a, you know, office type topic. And then there's times where we come together and we coach together on topics. But every month is a little bit different topic. And it's great because it is just that piece of sometimes some months speak more to you than others. And if you are the type of person where you're like, my concentration, my focus is, you know, in different places at different times, then this is a really great opportunity too, because if you just need a little tweak, maybe on your home system, or maybe you need a little tweak on your paper system, this is it. This is it for you, because we're going to come on and we're going to coach content. And then we're going to give you a little bit of time to work on that. And then we're going to come back and we're going to say, okay, we're going to open it up for Q&A. What issues did you have? What problems did you have? What were maybe some sticking points for you? And we're going to have accountability, which is awesome. It's for those of us who, like I said before, I love to learn, but I also get kind of antsy sometimes, a little bit bored when I'm on one topic for a long period of time. Yeah. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think the accountability goes into the community part, which is both of our favorite part.
Yes.
And it's accessible. So Tiffany and I are the ones, the experts, if you will, that tune in both times. You have complete access to us, but it's the fun that happens within the students where they're like, I got hung up on this. And another student says, hey, I was there too, but this is what I've done. That's the most beautiful thing that we can do, is like these two moms related more because they had kids under the age of 3 than you and I. And so that community factor and that quick, like, wait a minute, she is very relatable to me because we're living in the same situation, I just think is so key. And all the different perspectives too of when you have a cool community that is all aiming at getting better at a pace we can handle.
And it keeps things light too. It's not so heavy. There's no like shame and guilt and whatever. It's just,
yes.
Oh, due dates. Yeah. Yes. It's just it keeps things light and fun. And
yeah, it's true too of the coaching too. Like even in our program, we have them taking other programs. Like it may be they're taking a workout program. And so it's fun to talk in the group and ask an accountability. It's like, hey, how is that going? And they're like, well, I definitely need to do the 80% rule this week because I shot out like I do 100 and then I ended up at 80. Or again, you know, my other rule is like do it at 1%. Because we have some that are like, you guys, I didn't accomplish anything this month because of XYZ. But she's like, but you know what? I 1%ed it. And I did fill out part of the worksheet. Or, you know, in the case of, I'm thinking of the one student who had a bunch of out-of-town guests. She's like, I couldn't do what I wanted to do because we were talking about food organization. She said, so I decided next week she's carving out the time. She's going to complete the food. And she goes, even if I get it at 1%, I'm doing it. So that is that purposeful progress piece where she didn't feel behind. She had the permission to put it in the month or the week or the day that did work for her so she could still make the progress.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was such a great, like, okay, that is exactly what we wanted to do with this, is not have strong due dates as suggestions of this is what we're working on to make progress so we can talk about it as a group, but also just room for life.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Well, and it's fun because we have a student too who, as she goes through papers for shred, throw, whatever, we're watching her pile of containers grow behind her. And it's, I love it because so often I think what we do is we're like, okay, I'm taking the course. I need to go buy new things to accommodate the course. And then,
yep.
And it just, there's a disconnect that happens there.
Yes.
And so it's a lot of fun.
That was a huge aha for the students and me too. When Tiffany gave us permission not to buy containers, we're like, what? It's kind of like that was our distraction. We're like, no, I'm going to Amazon and buying that, you know, and then you're like, actually, no. And we're like, oh, but it was so good. And that was like a cost thing too, is like, you actually don't need that.
Right.
We get to even do before and after pictures. You guys, it's the best when we see a before and after picture of a space or a system. Oh, I can't wait to see more. We're always like, make sure to do the befores and afters because it's just so good.
Yes. And it's so motivating. I mean, whether you're resetting your kitchen or you're going through a file cabinet or whatever, if you can see that before and the during, it gives you that little motivation to finish up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, again, it's just that like, ooh, if she can do it, I can do it. Like that is relatable. And it's so fun during the coaching to watch Tiffany's face light up on the things that are just, you've been passionate about for 20 years of business.
Right.
And the things where I'm like, wait a minute, I heard you say this negative and you weren't even aware of it so that I can call it out. And I light up because I'm like, what? I'm not letting you say that again. Like,
yes.
And they're not even aware of it. You know,
right.
Like, oh, I say that all the time. I'm like, we can't do that. Oh, and I love just everybody tuning in and clapping and cheering one another on. It's just, it's been a really great community piece that I didn't anticipate when we started it. We knew we wanted a community, but man, that is probably one of my favorite parts now doing the Clarity Blueprint. So, okay, you guys, so we feel like we really struck a note by creating this Clarity Blueprint. We'd love for you to join us. If you go to theencouragerpodcast.com, there's a tab at the top that says Clarity Blueprint. You can join us there. Again, it's monthly coaching for 2 hours with both Tiffany and I, 37 plus years of coaching experience and doing it the wrong way.
Yes.
Taking courses the wrong way that are like, we're going to do it a little different. You'll be able to implement our content that month immediately and to put it into practice or reserve it for when it does work. The platform is super easy. We're very accessible if you have any trouble. The cost, drumroll please, is $47 a month. So for $47 a month, you can make progress on the things that you really do want to make progress on. You just can't do it with a fire hose. We can help you. And of course, we already talked about it, the community. You're just going to find so many like-minded thinkers who also feel overwhelmed, maybe a little indecisive, maybe stressed out in the different stages or the different systems that they have. And you're going to walk away feeling a little bit more confident each month because you're going to be able to implement it right away. And we're cheering you on.
Oh,
of course, we're cheering you on. We get to also have experts on outside of Tiffany and I with different months. So that's kind of fun to get a new person in and a new perspective because we're not pretending to know it all. Oh, goodness, we're not. But we do know some subjects well. And so we're going to share all of that within the group. So guys, come and join us at the Clarity Blueprint. We can't wait to see. It's a great time to start. That's the other thing, you guys. January is nice and shiny, but you can start now.
Oh, yeah.
You can start now. You can start in January. You can start in February. You could start in March. Like, it's such an affordable way to make progress and to have the new program. And your cynical friend, the one that's going to ask you questions, will be able to back up all of her questions and tell her the deliverables, because those are all the questions Tiffany and I asked when creating this.
Well, and now is a great time of the year to join too, because you and I have gotten really good at combining our work life and our personal life. And that's also how we coach. And so we could probably help you get through the holidays a little bit too.
Oh gosh, yes.
And get over that hurdle into the first of the year, so that you go in and you're like, oh yeah, I already did that in November. I did that in December. I'm ready for something new.
Yes. Oh, it's so good. It's going to be so great, you guys. Okay, join us over there. Until next time, encouragers, we got this.
Thanks so much for tuning in. If the Encourager podcast has helped or encouraged you in any way, please subscribe to the show and leave a 5-star review. And then help us spread the message of encouragement and hope by sharing the podcast with others. Until next time, encouragers, we got this.